Good morning. Glad to see everyone this morning. Good to be here. You know, here recently we've been talking a lot of who are we? What do we identify? You know, do we identify as a person of the world or do we identify as a child of the King? We want to identify with Christ. We want to identify as a child of the King. And if we keep this in our front, in our mind, and we think about it daily, if I am a child of the King, then I need to act accordingly. You know, the thing about a good name, if your mom and daddy's got a good name, and your mom and daddy's well known in the community, you're going to be stepping lightly. Right? You don't want to bring shame upon mom and daddy's name. You don't want to bring shame unto them. How often have I brought shame to my Lord? How often have my shortcomings, how many people have I wronged or offended in my walk because I acted wrong? I acted out. That song we sung, number 52 in the hymn book, I'm not ashamed to own my Lord. Get that now. I'm not ashamed to own my Lord. How often are we ashamed? Hopefully never. But I can look back in my life in times where I have been ashamed. I've shied away when His name was spoken. I didn't want to be singled out as one of those that followed Him. But brothers and sisters, we're called to be a soldier of the cross. And a good soldier is not ashamed of who he serves. So therefore, I am not ashamed to own my Lord. To own Him. He owns me. He died for me. He did everything for me. And He is not ashamed to call me brethren. So why? Why should I even have the thought of being ashamed to own His name? So therefore, I am not ashamed to own my Lord, nor to defend His cause. Brethren, we need to be active. We need to be engaged in this warfare that we have. We don't fight against flesh and bone, but brethren, the sin that is about us, our sin nature, the evil of this world, it's a battle. Like I said earlier, as to be a good soldier of the cross, we need to be as a soldier. We need to be diligent in our service. We need to be disciplined in our service. You know, when I was in the service, that was one of the things that was expected of me, to be disciplined and to be diligent in what I did. Well, as a soldier of the cross, it's the same thing. So I'm not ashamed to own my Lord nor to defend His cause. Maintain the honors of His word, the glory of His cross. Brethren, we need to stop and think about what He's done for us. What He was willing to do. He's the Son of God. He is verily God. But He came and took upon Him flesh and allowed men to take Him, bind Him, beat Him, and put Him on a cross. He allowed that to happen. Why? Because it was needful. Because He loved us so much. How many of you would allow somebody to do that to you? Not me. I'm going to go down fighting. I hope so. But He was as a lamb to the slaughter. He was obedient unto the will of the Father. And He came and He was obedient unto that and allowed that to happen because of His love for us. It was the only way to cleanse us. It was the only way. The prophets had spoken. The will of God had to be done. It had to be. So what He did for us, you mean I can't even just be singled out in public as one of His children? I'm scared to speak His name in public or in front of my so-called friends that don't have anything to do with Him or my workplace I work. I don't want to bring ridicule against me. I don't want to bring persecution upon me. Remember the scriptures. Yea, and all that will live godly shall suffer persecution.
That's right.
What kind, how much, I don't know. But brethren, we need to be as a soldier of the cross. Not just, if you think about too much of a soldier, just a child of a king. Being his child. Don't want to bring reproach to our Heavenly Father. Don't want to bring reproach unto his church. So, verse 2. Jesus, my Lord, I know his name. Do you know his name? Do you know him this morning? I hope he brought him with you this morning. I hope he's been with you all week. Jesus, my Lord, I know his name. His name is all my trust. Every bit of my trust. I trust him that much. Do we? Do we trust him that much? Nor will he put my soul to shame. Nor let my hope be lost. That's the security that we have in Christ. What he says is going to happen. What he has said is going to happen. His promises are sure. And my soul is secure in him. Verse 3. Firm as his throne, his promise stands. And he can well secure what I've committed to his hands till the decisive hour. Again, we have that security. What I've committed to him. My work. If I'm trying to do my best in his service, brethren, he's going to help me. He's going to bless me in that. It may be a rough road. It may be a trying time, but he'll be with me. He'll be with me. Then verse 4. Then will he own my worthless name. My worthless name. My name is nothing. But as a child of the King, I'm something. Then will he own my worthless name before his Father's face. Again, he's not ashamed to call me one of his. So I need to bear myself and never be ashamed to own my Lord. Then will he own my worthless name before his Father's face. And in the New Jerusalem, appoint for me a place. In heaven, he has a place for me there. I have a home awaiting me. This world is not my home. I'm just walking through. I'm just a pilgrim, kind of trying to make my way. My citizenship is in heaven. My name is written in the book of life. That's what we shouldn't be rejoicing about, that our names are written in heaven. That's the reason we need to be like a good soldier. We need to be disciplined. We need to be earnestly contending for the faith. We need to be doing what we can while we're here. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16, Paul will say, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." This is the start of the Roman letter. Paul would say in verse 15, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. During that time was not a good time to be a Christian in Rome. But Paul says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We need to be as Paul. I am not ashamed to own my Lord, nor to defend his cause. There's so much in this life that is contrary to the Word of God. There's so many things that are battling for our attention nowadays. We need to guard ourselves. But he is such a blessed God. He's such a merciful, wonderful God that he gives us help. If you would turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Interest of time, let's start in verse 10. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. You know, there's some people that are strong physically. Some people that are strong mentally. But those things are carnal. Those things are fleeting. They're fading. But our strength coming from the Lord is forever. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. In the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God. You mean we have armor? Yes. I hope this is nothing new to anybody. But as a good soldier of the cross, we have armor. She says, put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to, you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. See, if we're trying to do what we can, if we're trying to live a godly life, serving in His kingdom, being diligent in our service to Him, not being ashamed to own His name, brethren, He's going to bless us. And like I said, He's given us help. He's given us armor. And right now, we've already heard twice to put it on. It does us no good if we leave it off. So, verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about you with truth. Brethren, don't we need to be true? Don't we need to be honest? If we're trying to live a godly life, if we're trying to live by His example is pure truth. His word is truth. We need to be living our lives. He says, stand ye therefore, having your loins girt about you with truth, binding yourselves with that truth, wrapping this truth around you. It's there to hold everything in place because this is true. With truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. He says earlier in the song that then He'll own my worthless name. You know, our righteousness is as a filthy rags, but our righteousness that the Lord has imputed onto us of His righteousness, we can wear that as the breastplate of righteousness. We can wear it. We can have it here. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Preparation. You mean there's some more work to be done? Yes, there's stuff that we need to be doing. Preparation of gospel of peace. Well, the gospel is the good news. This word that we have here, we need to be reading it. We need to be having it in our mind, having it fresh on our mind. Not just what I read last year. We need to be knowing what it says, diving into it, and being prepared. So, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith. The shield of faith. Brethren, if our faith is strong, it helps so much. When we have so much trust, when we have put all my trust in Him, my faith is strengthened because of His strength. I trust that He is strong enough to take care of all these problems. I trust that He is wise enough to guide me through what I need to do. And I take that faith, that shield of faith. We can hold it up high and defend ourselves from what comes. And above all, taking that shield of faith, wherein shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Now, Paul says that able to quench all the fiery darts. Well, I get stung by fiery darts all the time. Well, I must not be holding it up high enough, or my shield must be real small. We need to be strengthening our faith, adding to our faith, brethren, trusting in Him. In verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation. We need a helmet. The helmet of salvation is like the crown. Our salvation is in Him. He is our Savior. Can't we wear that proudly? I'm proud of my Lord. I'm not ashamed to own His name. So wear it proudly. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We have a sword. Doesn't look much like a sword, but this is the sword. Sharper than any two-edged sword. The sword of the Spirit. Brethren, if we have the Spirit within us, if we're in tuned to that Spirit more, if we're living like we should be and trying our best, reading His Word, searching, seeking after His wisdom, brethren, this sword is going to be a helpful tool for us. And what a blessed tool it is. Because some people would look at it as a sword and say, that's just a weapon. That's also a tool. Some people think, well, that's a sword. That's for killing things or whatever. It's also for defense. You can block, defend. We need to be using it. And brethren, the ones of the contrite spirit, the ones of the broken heart, they can wield it the best. Because their trust is in Him. Their trust is in the Lord. Now, when we're puffed up, when we're strong, when we're proud of ourselves, our faith is weakened. Our trust is not where it should be. And we'll fall. We'll falter. We need to be having that trust and that strength and our faith strengthened so we can use that shield of faith that He's given us. But again, put it on. Use it. This is the Word of God. We're blessed to have it in our language. We don't have to have an interpreter sitting right next to us telling us exactly what it says. It's here. It's readily available. You can have it on your phone, your iPad, whatever. There's no excuse in this day and age not to have the Word of God in this country. I understand there's places in this world it's not legal to have and it is hard to get. But in this country, the other day, that's been about a year ago, but we were in the Dollar Tree or whatever. They had King James Bibles. They were paperback. Very poor quality, but they had King James Bibles for a dollar. Like I said, there's no excuse. We need to be using it. We need to be reading it. But our Lord has given us these tools. He's given us this armor. So let's gird ourselves. Let's arm ourselves each and every day before we leave the house. Let's spend some time in prayer talking to Him. Don't you know He likes it to hear us when we talk to Him. When we ask Him, Lord, help me. We're showing our dependence on Him. Because we are dependent on Him. We need Him each and every day. We'll show our dependence on Him. Let's humble ourselves and pray to the Almighty God. But above all, brethren, throughout this next week, let's remember, for I am not ashamed to own my Lord. Let's never be ashamed to stand and say, I'm one of His. I know times may come. Troubles may find us. Things may happen. There's places in this world today where people are being slaughtered because of them saying, I'm a child of the King. I'm one of His. But brethren, if that day should come, remember, our names are written in heaven. The battle is, the war is over. There's still battles to be fought, but the war is over. It's already won. Now, it's easy to stay here in this nice, comfortable building and say, let's stand and fight until trouble does come. But brethren, if we're faithful in the least, it's going to help us when the big things come. We need to be faithful in the small things by reading His Word, putting on the armor of God, seeking after His wisdom, looking to Him for guidance, and being not ashamed to own His name in front of anybody, friends, family members, and especially our enemies. But again, if we're able to be faithful in the least, it's going to help us when the big things come. So, brethren, I'm not ashamed to own my Lord, nor to defend His cause. I hope and pray that we can say that faithfully and say that forever until He comes. Thank you for your attention. May the Lord bless you.